This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first in a series of ILTA podcasts around success stories from corporate clients and law firms. I am really pleased to welcome to our first podcast Jack Thompson, the Assistant Director of eDiscovery and Legal Operations at Sanofi. Jack, welcome.
Thank you.
So I thought we would just jump right into it, if you don't mind. Innovation is a hot topic in the legal industry these days. In fact, I was just reading a new article this morning. From the law firm side, we hear a lot about wanting and expecting law firms to innovate. Do you expect this of your outside counsel?
Absolutely. Innovation is a key component of the business partnership that we have with that corporate clients, or actually any client, has with our law firm business partners, namely in the case of improving upon the business of law, making our jobs, the client's jobs, easier, as well as understanding efficiency and cost savings along the way. So yes, absolutely. Innovation comes in various different ways and forms, always looking to have that co-partnership of innovation.
So I'm curious, given the current pandemic, how are you seeing your law firms innovate? And are there examples that are really standing out to you? Anything that's maybe surprised you or especially impressed you?
Actually, yes. It's quite extraordinary to see that the concept of a meeting is no longer an in-person event. We are essentially having to utilize communication tools such as Zoom, Slack, Microsoft Teams, and so forth, in terms of communicating a lot more directly with our outside counsel, both from the lawyer-to-lawyer end as well as the project management end. One very interesting example is having to use Zoom to basically have phone calls and meetings on a weekly, an almost daily basis, where some of our law firms that we work with are not easily recognizable to the concept of using Zoom all the time. So we've had to provide instructions on basically how to use Zoom, and here's how we support conversations. We also go through an enormous amount of disclosure information in terms of discussing privileged information while on the Zoom meeting, but it's very similar to that of a telephone call. But we're also understanding certain rules and guidelines that do concern privilege or confidential information being exposed, and therefore we are tightening up our security. And as a result, our law firm clients or law firm business partners are also taking a higher measure of ensuring security in their communications via any type of media communication. So in that in itself is really being forced by the environmental changes of communication to really step up and understand security and innovation of how best to communicate. We're actually spending less time on Zoom meetings because it's more to the point, very direct, because we have very limited time to really discuss a matter.
Yeah, that's interesting from the law firm perspective. I too feel that we've been spending way more time on Zoom meetings, which will be interesting because once the pandemic is over, it'll be interesting to see how we continue to communicate and leverage tools like Zoom. But to your point around security, that's something that I know our security team has spent quite a bit of time on, making sure that certain security features are enabled in order to give comfort to clients that those communications are secure, to clients and to our attorneys, I should say. So I'm curious, how are you innovating within the corporate legal department during this crisis? And how are you challenged by maintaining an atmosphere of innovation via a remote workforce? I know you're talking about Zoom as a great way to promote that continued communication, but other ways to promote innovation when we're all working remotely?
Well, it's very funny that that subject comes up because when you're a very small component to a larger legal department, you are constantly trying to innovate the way you do things in order to maximize efficiency. This hurdle from working from home actually enhances and increases the importance of an operations person or role to be innovative and bring those thoughts and ideas forward as quickly as possible, because everyone's working from home and they're not used to not having the office environment in front of them. So you're constantly being asked for either help with a technical problem or a ways in which to, let's say, transfer files, secure files, or in a sense, run a project. So while it's a difficult task, it's actually forcing innovative ideas to come forward. So perfect example is we now have an understanding that, you know, transfer of files from one person to another just simply can't be emailed over to one another. So by using simple tools that are at our availability, namely SharePoint and Microsoft Teams, we're now able to do a lot more document transfer and review and contract review through simple means of sharing inside versus having to walk over a set of papers for printing and so forth. But also there's a larger degree of document control and version control that are associated now to these simple things that were never done before. And it's also very good for the attorneys to start getting used to these types of tools to manage their expectations of where to find something, where to search for something, and how to organize their files without having to keep these enormous amounts of emails going back and forth. So there's a lot of small innovations that, in a way, it's innovative for here and now for a company that's very slow to grow, but these small changes are making us leap forward, but also exposed a lot of areas that can be improved upon even further.
And it's interesting that you're talking about file sharing, because I would say one of the areas that we've seen an explosion of interest is in what we call our Dorsey Connect platform, which is really about, it's really a client collaboration service offering. So a simple way, yet secure way, to share documents and other content between the legal team on both sides, the law firm and the corporate side. So it's interesting to me that, probably not surprising, that we're experiencing some of the same challenges and creative ways to adapting to this remote workforce. So what would your advice be to law firms around innovation in the time of coronavirus, if you could sit your law firm panel down and give them some advice?
I think the biggest advice I can render at this moment is your clients are going through the exact same thing you are, just the different mentalities and thought. So I would say that be patient, be strong, but come up with ideas that will help them through these crises as you're coming up with the ideas for yourselves. It's very important. It's very good for collaboration. It's very good for strengthening that business partnership, but also you're doing them a favor by educating them. So I would say that any innovation that you come up with for your firm would definitely most likely be a helpful adage for your client.
And what about to your peers in in-house corporate legal? What advice would you have for them around innovation?
Best advice I could say is stay calm, stay patient, stay sane. We're all in the same boat. And the one thing that is very important is to make sure that the internal relationships you have with other departments, namely your IT, human resources, and so forth, those are the most critical relationships to have right now, because we're all in this together and we all have to keep working. So find out the best ways of having to do things and accept the fact that the change is happening and encourage those changes to continue happening versus thinking that things will still be the same the way you're doing them.
That's great advice. Jack, thank you so much for your time and for sharing your insights. And thank you to our ILTA audience for listening to our first podcast. It was great chatting with you.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.